理课堂听 class.com。
I agree.
I don't agree.
I think so too.
So do I.
English from Australia. Program number 20.
Ni hao. Huan yin ni shou ting di er shi jiang.
Hi.
Hi.
Ni da ga hai ji de ba? Ni tong yi bie ren de yi jian gai shuo xie shen ma?
I agree.
I think so too.
So do I.
Right.
要是不同意呢，你得说
I don't agree.
I disagree.
I don't think so.
That's true, but the band stops at 10 o'clock.
以上这些说法，你在前面的讲座里都学过。今天，我们将进一步学习怎样表示同意或者不同意别人的意见。我们先谈谈同意别人的看法怎么说？
I don't like that version. I think it's dull.
I agree. I love folk music.
So do I.
这些是同意别人意见的说法，可有的时候你只是部分同意别人的看法，那你就可以说
You may be right, but
你也许是对的，可是
You may be right, but You may be right, but
接着你就提出你的保留意见，举个例子就说 John 喜欢一首歌，这歌很轻快。
I'm on my way down to the cave where the good ship held up lay to command a gang of navvies. There I was ordered to engage, and I thought
I like this song. It's lively.
Barbara 也认为这首歌轻快，但又觉得吵得慌，于是他就说
，You may be right, but it's noisy.
这里 Barbara 只是部分的同意 John 的意见。
Listen again and try it.
You may be right, but it's noisy. You may be right, but it's noisy.
你听清楚了吗？英语用
You may be right, but...
来表示部分同意别人的意见。
Listen again and try it.
You may be right, but...
下面我们将请你听某中学毕业班的几个学生跟老师讨论澳大利亚一种比较普通的社会现象。有些年轻人课余在校外干些零活到底好不好？当然，在讨论中会出现部分同意别人意见的情况。在听这个讨论之前，先请你学两个句子。
It gives me a bit more spending money.
意思是，课余在外面干点零活，我零花钱就多了。
It gives me a bit more spending money.It gives me a bit more spending money.
It can affect your schoolwork.
这会影响你学习的。
It can affect your schoolwork. It can affect your schoolwork.
参加这个讨论的，除了一位老师之外，有一个叫 Chris 的男学生，先说了他的意见。另一个叫 Tina 的女学生也说了自己的意见。现在，请你注意听他们的讨论。
Okay, working after school. Chris, you work after school, don't you? What do you think about it?
I think it's good. It gives me a bit more spending money.
You may be right, Chris, but it can affect your schoolwork.
My schoolwork's okay.
嚯，这些学生可真活跃。 你全听懂了吗? 老师是用什么话请Chris发表意见的呢? 这句话我们学过。
What do you think about it?
Chris接着说, 这是好事。I
think it's good.
他的理由是, 这样可以多挣点零花钱。It
gives me a bit more spending money.
Chris 说完了, Tina 说了句表示部分同意的话。You
may be right, but...
他说, 课余干零活会影响学习。顺便解释一下, 英语work这个词 可以指工作或干活, 也可以指学习。You
may be right, but it can affect your schoolwork.
Listen again and try it.
You may be right, but it can affect your schoolwork. You may be right, but it can affect your schoolwork.
Chris 又说了句话, 引起哄堂大笑。他说,我学习得蛮不错嘛。My
schoolwork's okay.
我想,这一段讨论还是挺容易听懂的,对吗? 在继续听他们的讨论之前,先请你学一些词儿。Leisure
time.
空余时间,空闲时间。Leisure
time. Leisure time.
Maybe, but...
也许是这样,可是... 这又是一种部分同意的说法,并且提出自己的理由。Maybe,
but I think people need leisure time.
也许是这样,可是我想人们总需要有点空余时间呢。
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time.
Lots of different people.
各式各样的人.
Lots of different people. Lots of different people.
现在, 请你继续听Chris和Tina的讨论。
Okay, working after school. Chris, you work after school, don't you? What do you think about it?
I think it's good. It gives me a bit more spending money.
You may be right, Chris, but it can affect your schoolwork.
My schoolwork's okay.
But you don't have any leisure time. It's all work, work, work.
I enjoy myself at work. I meet lots of different people.
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time.
你全听懂了吗? Tina认为Chris除了在学校上课, 就是在校外干活。生活里连一点空闲时间都没有了。他说,
But you don't have any leisure time. It's all work, work, work.
Chris接着说, 我喜欢干零活。I
enjoy myself at work.
这样他可以接触各式各样的人。I
meet lots of different people.
Tina又表示部分同意Chris的意见。Maybe,
but I think people need leisure time.
意思是,你的话也许有点道理,可是我想... 人们总需要有点空余时间呢?
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. Maybe, but I think people need leisure time.
Listen again and try it.
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. Maybe, but I think people need leisure time.
这个句子和 John 讨论。
Chris enjoys himself at work.
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. Maybe, but
这种开头，而是用
You may be right, but
开头来和 John 讨论。请注意，句子后面的内容不变。
Chris enjoys meeting different people.
You may be right.But I think people need leisure time. You may be right, but...
或者先说
Maybe, but...
Try them with us again.
You may be right, but...
Maybe, but...
再说了
Maybe, but...
或者
You may be right, but...
之后你当然要提出自己的看法
You may be right, but it can affect your schoolwork.
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. With exams coming up.
快要考试的时候。
With exams coming up.
You need all the time you can get.
所有的时间都得用上。
You need all the time you can get. You need all the time you can get.
现在请你继续听 Tina, Chris, 还有另一个男学生 Paul 的讨论。你会发现 Paul 坚决同意 Tina 的意见。
Okay, working after school. Chris, you work after school, don't you? What do you think about it?
I think it's good. It gives me a bit more spending money.
You may be right, Chris, but it can affect your schoolwork.
My schoolwork's okay.
But you don't have any leisure time. It's all work, work, work.
I enjoy myself at work.I meet lots of different people.
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. And with exams coming up, you need all the time you can get.
Right.
Tina 说，快要考试的时候，得加班加点的准备，哪能顾得上干活挣钱呢？
With exams coming up, you need all the time you can get.
这时候 ，Paul 表示完全赞成 Tina 的意见。他说
Right.
意思是说得对。哦，这个词我们以前学过。还有一个表示坚决同意的词，语气更肯定。这个词是
Exactly.
可不是吗？一点儿也不错。确实是这样。那当然。
Exactly.Exactly.
Listen again and try it.
Exactly.
讨论的第二部分， 我们也听过了。下面他们的讨论就要转到考试上去了。你想听懂这部分，还得学些句子和词儿。
We've got to do them.
我们不能不参加考试。
We've got to do them. We've got to do them.
Kids.
孩子们。
Kids.
是口语里的常用词，指小孩或少年。在这里是指少年。
Kids. Kids.
Get sick.
生病。
Get sick. Get sick.
好，下面请你听这些学生们怎样议论考试。
I meet lots of different people.
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. And with exams coming up, you need all the time you can get.
Right. I'm hopeless at exams.
But we've got to do them, haven't we?
Exactly.But some kids get sick before an exam, and then they don't do well.
我说呢，原来 Paul 不喜欢考试，他说他一考试就砸锅。
I'm hopeless at exams.
可是 Tina 说，我们不能不参加考试。
But we've got to do them, haven't we?
老师同意 Tina 的意见，说那当然。
Exactly.
接着 ，Paul 又说：“有的好学生因为准备考试太紧张，到考试的时候就病了，当然就考砸了。可老师却不谅解这种情况。”
Some kids get sick before an exam.
你注意到了吗？在这个地方
，some
这个词是重读的，因为。Some 在英语里有两个意思。在一般的情况下 ，some 相当于中文的几个。在重读的时候 ，some 则相当于中文的有的。
Some kids get sick before an exam.
这是说，有的孩子在考试前病了，不是指所有的孩子。我看 Paul 也是属于这一类的孩子吧。好，我们再听一遍有关考试的讨论。
I meet lots of different people.
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. And with exams coming up, you need all the time you can get.
Right. I'm hopeless at exams.
But we've got to do them, haven't we?
Exactly.But some kids get sick before an exam, and then they don't do well.
You 还记得我们刚学的表示坚决同意的
exactly
这个词吗？好，现在请你学习用
exactly
这个词来表示同意 Barbara 的意见。John 帮你核对。你跟着再说一遍。
Kids have got to do exams.
Exactly.
这是表示坚决同意。另外，还有一种说法。
I couldn't agree more.
我再同意不过了，我太同意了。
I couldn't agree more.I couldn't agree more.
请你注意，说这句话的时候，要把第二个和第三个词连起来说。你听 John 怎么说，并跟着说。
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
这就是日常口语的一种连读方式。学生们对考试的议论还在继续。在听下去之前，我们还要学两个句子。
The thing is, some kids are bright.
问题是，有的孩子很聪明。
The thing is, some kids are bright. The thing is, some kids are bright.
But they don't do their best in exams.
但是考试不见得最出色，考不出真正的水平来。
But they don't do their best in exams. But they don't do their best in exams.
好，我们接着听他们的讨论。请你注意连读的地方。现在 Chris 发表意见了。
The thing is, some kids are bright, but they don't do their best in exams.
I couldn't agree more, Chris. Look at me. I'm bright, but I'm hopeless at exams.
Chris 说，有的孩子虽然很聪明，但是考试成绩不见得最出色。
Some kids are bright, but they don't do their best in exams.
Paul 马上就说，我太同意这话了。
I couldn't agree more.
他又加了一句，你们瞧我吧。
Look at me.
Paul 说，我挺聪明的，就是考不好。哼，他的真谦虚。
I'm bright, but I'm hopeless at exams.
再听一遍这一段。
The thing is, some kids are bright, but they don't do their best in exams.
I couldn't agree more, Chris. Look at me. I'm bright, but I'm hopeless at exams.
这一段你听懂了吗？我想你已经记住了，表示坚决同意，应该说
I couldn't agree more.
Listen again and try it.
I couldn't agree more.
下面我们练习用这句话表示你非常同意 John 的意见，请准备好。
Some kids don't do their best in exams. Some kids are hopeless at exams.
Till 现在为止，你学习的都是怎样表示同意别人的意见。如果你不同意 John 的意见，你说些什么呢？你还记得这些话吧？
I don't agree.
I disagree.
I don't think so.
That's true, but the band stops at 10 o'clock.
这些说法都是表示不同意。有的时候我们要说的客气一点，就说
I don't quite agree.
我并不十分同意。
I don't quite agree. I don't quite agree. I don't quite agree. I don't quite agree.
实际上就是我不同意，不过在语气上比较婉转罢了。
Listen again and try it.
I don't quite agree.
我们听听在实际场合这句话怎么用。刚才我们没听完 Paul 的话，现在请继续听 Paul 发表意见。
I'm bright, but I'm hopeless at exams. My teachers don't understand that. My parents don't either. I don't think anyone understands me.
I don't quite agree, Paul. I think I understand you.
And we do too.
小破挺可怜的，没人同情他。你注意到了吗？他说，他觉得谁也不了解他。
I don't think anyone understands me.
这句话和中文有些不一样。中文说，我觉得谁都不了解我。可是英文说
I don't think anyone understands me.
Listen again and try it.
I don't think anyone understands me.
Try some more.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's good. I don't think I agree.
好，现在我们再从头把这段讨论听一遍。你大概还记得，一开头是讨论课余在外面干点零活。
Okay, working after school. Chris, you work after school, don't you? What do you think about it?
I think it's good. It gives me a bit more spending money.
You may be right, Chris, but it can affect your schoolwork.
My schoolwork's okay.
But you don't have any leisure time. I mean, it's all work, work, work.
I enjoy myself at work. I meet lots of different people.
Maybe, but I think people need leisure time. And with exams coming up, you need all the time you can get.
Right. I'm hopeless at exams.
But we've got to do them, haven't we?
Exactly.
But some kids get sick before an exam and then they don't do well.
The thing is, some kids are bright, but they don't do their best in exams.
I couldn't agree more, Chris. Look at me. I'm bright, but I'm hopeless at exams. My teachers don't understand that. My parents don't either. I don't think anyone understands me.
I don't quite agree, Paul. I think I understand you.
And we do too.
今天我们学了一些词句，表示对别人的意见部分同意或者是完全同意，还有就是有礼貌地表示不同意。下面请听 Paul 和 Tina 在讨论结束的时候说的几句话。
I don't think you understand me, Tina.
Oh, I do, Paul. You know, I always agree with you.
Always?
Well, often.
No, I don't quite agree that you often agree with me.
And I don't quite agree that you don't agree, that I don't...
Okay, let's agree to disagree.
最后这句话的意思是让我们同意结束讨论，各自保留自己的意见吧。在讨论中，双方不能取得一致意见的时候，常用这句话来结束讨论。
Let's agree to disagree.
我们呢？我们也同意结束这一讲吧。这是第二十讲
，Our 20th program.
下一讲我们要学怎样让别人做某件事情，当然得用英语了。好，再会。
Bye. Bye.
I'm on me way down to the quay where the good ship Nelnut lay to command a gang of navvies. There I was ordered to engage, and I thought I would stop in for a while before I sailed away. But to take a trip on an emigrant ship to the shores of Botany Bay. Farewell to your bricks and mortar, farewell to your dirty line, farewell to your gangway and your gangplank, and to hell with your old time. For the good ship Ragamuffin, she's lying at the quay, for to take old Pat with a shovel on his back to the shores of Botany Bay.